Good morning, everyone. We're celebrating the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our presider is Father Gregory Kirsch.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace of God our Father, love of the Lord Jesus, and strength of their Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. On this Sunday, we are invited to think about what is love? How do you love? And also to consider the times that we have failed to love, asking God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us trust in God's grace as we gather in prayer. Let us pray. O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved sons and daughters, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on heaven shall be bound in, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord.
These past days, whether one is aware of what has taken place in southern Mexico, in Chiapas, the 8.1 earthquake, or certainly on the East Coast with most recently Hurricane Irma, who is coming up the coast, and previously Hurricane Harvey, and of course Hurricane Jose, we cannot be blind to the difficulties and challenges and the emergency situations of our sisters and brothers. Fundamentally, our readings today really invite us to a deeper sensitivity to the happenings of our world. And then certainly it makes a whole lot of sense when you think about this beautiful reading from Paul's letter to the Romans that basically says, fundamentally, love does no evil to the neighbor. That's a fundamental expression of the gospel and even the first reading. Love does no evil to the neighbor. The rhetoric of our land is embarrassing because what disturbs us when we hear anyone say, because of someone's gender, because of someone's origination, because of someone's ethnicity, or whatever the circumstance that makes us a little different, when anyone in public discourse says that they don't deserve something, it violates the law of love. Because the law of love says we must respect all. And then certainly the bishops of our country have finally spoken out a little bit, right? And they are speaking up in a manner that tells us or invites us to reconsider the fundamental expression of what it means to be Christian or Catholic. Jesus didn't say, go hate your neighbor. Jesus didn't say, go make differences the way of appropriate discourse, but the exact opposite. Love is the way. If there is love, then these comments, there is no adultery, there is no killing, there is no stealing, there is no coveting, because there is love. And the first reading, when the prophet wrestles with, golly jeepers, if I'm given a task to speak truth, if I see something happening that isn't honest and truthful, the prophet basically is told, and you don't speak up? Woe to you! And some will say, well, I'm not my busybody. I don't want to be my neighbor's keeper. But we are responsible to one another in this world and in our society. The United States is privileged to have a great deal of historic success in being a voice for many in the world, not perfectly always, but of being a voice for the oppressed and trying to resolve differences. And those are gifts, and those are responsibilities as well. So bringing it home, what happens at home and at work? How are each of us voices for justice? How do we speak up for those who were treated wrongly? Maybe you and I are treated wrongly. I know for a number of years in one of my services in healthcare, my supervisor was a disaster. And I realized early on, my job was to do what I was called to do as best I could and try to help improve my supervisor, which, you know, isn't always easy when they think they're the best thing since sliced bread. Hello, huh? So in the midst of that, our readings evoke from us a deliberate and intentional expression of love that at times may be misunderstood because we do speak up, or we do march, or we do write, or we do call. But whatever that is, it is the fundamental need as a Christian and as a Catholic to be a witness of something greater. We don't imbibe ourselves with harm. We don't wrestle and enjoy hate. We do not live in a world that separates us from the struggles and the pains of our neighbor. We are, thanks be to God, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And that invitation never ceases to glow and to be a light in the midst of darkness. Most recently, some of you know, my dear mother of 94 years, although she's only been my mom for 56 years, but she was 94, okay? She died in my arms at home. And in that moment, it was a very precious moment. And shortly after, since I was just alone with her on hospice that morning, I called the funeral home and I shared with them, you know, da-da-da, and we had made pre-arrangements that my mom's body would be prepared and brought to St. Louis to be celebrated with my dad, who's buried in St. Louis. Well, on the phone, the funeral director says to me, oh, well, I can't meet with you till Saturday. I said, today's Thursday. I said, my mom just died in my arms. You can't meet with me like today? Oh, no, I have a lot of funerals, and tomorrow too. And I was thinking, oh, this is not working. I'm like filled with emotion. And this, I said, well, I'm sorry you have so many funerals. Is there someone else I could speak to? Oh no, they're all on vacation. I said, oh. So then I'm thinking, this is really weird. I spent my life in service to others as my mother. And here I have one little request. My dear mother dies in my arms and the funeral director has no time. And unfortunately, over the next 4 days, it became more problematic. I never raised my voice, thank God, but I finally was able to have my mother prepared and brought to St. Louis so I could celebrate her funeral. But I thought of the injustice that little old me was experiencing, and I'm thinking, well, I'm just a little peon. What about others who receive this kind of information? So then I spoke to his supervisor, and his supervisor said, oh, well, you know, we never had a situation like this before. I said, oh, well, I'm sorry. So then I thought, this is really weird. So then I spoke to his supervisor. And his supervisor said, I'm very, very sorry. That should never have happened. This is not unusual, blah, 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 blah. So sometimes we do have to do what the gospel says. If the person we are meeting with is not able to perform their duty and their job or their ministry as they're supposed to, we have to go to the next level, right? And if that level doesn't get it, then we have to go to the next level. Because our work is not only about ourselves and my dear mother in this moment, but it's also about others. If we experience this injustice or this lack of responsible care, whatever the case may be, this certainly was not injustice for my mom and I, because my mom was in heaven, right? But what about others? We have to always think, when someone does something harmful to us, not only how do we protect ourselves, but how do we help others be protected as well? That's the beauty of our faith. It's not just about me, as the American dream sometimes is, me, myself, and I, but the gift of our founding ancestors was how do we do it together, and how do we help one another together? So my friends, as we gather in prayer today, let's first examine how are we loving others, especially those people who are not loving us, who drive us bananas, first. Then secondly, how are we being a voice for others to mediate justice and hope? Amen. Good morning. Let us pray. Grant that your faithful, O Lord, whom you nourish, endow with life through the food of your word and heavenly sacrament, may so benefit from your beloved Son's great gifts that we may merit an eternal share in his life, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
We'll have a safe week, and it's always a pleasure to pray together. And thank you for your many prayers and support for my mom and myself and my family during this time of grief and celebrating her wonderful 94 years of life. So have a wonderful Sunday, and let us together work at being love in the world instead of all those other things that people try to make us, okay? Be faithful to who each of us are. Love for all that is good and sacred, and raising up goodness and justice in our broken world. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.